Excuse me, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division One.
I know.
National Men's and Women's Basketball
Tournament. Yeah.
By the way, with the blah, blah, blahs, iPad 2 out yesterday. And you know what's unfortunate is that Steve Jobs showing up almost was bigger than the iPad itself. You know, the fact that he came out and actually ran the whole show.
Wow.
Did all that.
Yeah, that real big.
Okay, this thing has two cameras, one front, one back. Has an upgraded A5 processor, which Steve says is twice as fast as the one that's in that iPad that you bought. He also said it'll help boost the graphic performance. Comes in two colors now, two, white and black. It's got a cover. It has a little magnetic cover that can go over it. So I guess you can put coffee on it then that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and spill that, see how it works for you. It's 33% thinner, a little bit lighter, same battery life, and you can get it with wireless network connectivity only or a 3G data plan at AT&T and Verizon. Their versions from the 16 gig to 64 gig, your base model will be $499. Top model with Wi-Fi and 3 gig will be $729, plus you got your data plan. Going to be in the stores. This is the part I find pretty interesting. Going to be in stores March 11th. So we're a week away from a rollout on that thing.
You going to be there?
No. Come on, man. don't think that'll be happening. In the meantime, you know, we just overcomplicate things in U.S. America sometimes.
Don't we, though?
I mean, here's the iPad 2 right here. Here's a big deal,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why not go with the simpler things?
Mm-hmm. Bracing myself.
Yeah. What began 11 years ago as a way to attract tourists to the area during the off-season has become a national competition that attracts participants from all over Japan. That's right. It's Japan's annual hole-digging competition. Thousands of diggers. Yeah.
My money's on the cemetery worker.
Yeah.
With the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Thousands of spade, it's hard to get very. You can get deep, but you can't pull much out with the sharpshooter.
Thousands of diggers gather anxiously each February on the outskirts of Tokyo, shovels in hand to see.
Anxiously.
Yeah. Shovels in hand to see who can dig the deepest and most creative hole in the ground.
Do they try to dig to China? No, wait, never mind.
While wearing the most original costume. Competitors are competitors are given 30 minutes. Prizes are awarded not only for the deepest hole, but for the most imaginative cavity. And the most unique
costume.
So deep
in more ways than one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Players participating in Japan's all-national hole-digging competition worked in 210 different teams, the majority of which comprised a professional hole-digger, with 30 teams made up of either ladies-only or groups of elementary-aged school kids. The winning hole, I know you want to know, about 10.5 feet deep.
Good
lands. Wow. My goodness.
And you know, you think about it. Do you get to scout this place out for a soft spot before you get started?
Yeah, because, I mean, if that's some hard clay, I mean.
Well, the Japan, I don't think. Actually, where they did this, let's see, I'm not sure exactly. They didn't say what part. But anyway, took home about $1,200 U.S. plus the coveted Golden Shovel Award.
Ooh.
So, there you are. So you see. Why do we need things like iPads? We could just have a national hole-digging contest. And I'm sure there's some network who would probably televise it. I don't think there's any there. All right, let's give some away. You want to give some away? Let's give some
really?
Away.
Really? What are you going to give away?
I'm going to give away a prize. All right.
Okay.
Sports Illustrated did a six-month investigation on the country's top 25 college football programs. And they found that 7% of the some almost 2,900 scholarship players had problems with the law before entering college. In 60% of those cases, the kiddos were found guilty. Now, of that 7% who had had a little run-in, about 40% of the charges were for serious crimes, domestic violence, drugs, assault, that sort of thing. Number doesn't include the players who were kicked off the teams for criminal activity. So it's before you get there, not after you become a member of the team. All right?
This is a prize giveaway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The average major college football team
giving away 6 months probation.
The average major college football team has 90 players. Okay, so that means you got like six guys in trouble. So we'll see. Yes, can I help you?
Purple and green.
No, that's wrong. Yeah. Very nice. Hi there, what's the answer?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's the
question. I've got no clue where you're going.
I know. Only two schools of the top 25 in America do criminal background checks on their prospective recruits. Name one of them. Only two schools in the top 25 football programs in America.
We know one's not TCU.
Do criminal background checks. 695-1620. 695-1620. See what the answer is. Hi, what's the answer?
TCU.
That's right. It's TCU. You're exactly correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Right out of the box.
Why did you say that, Tom?
Because we just had a story last week about the woman suing TCU because they didn't do it.
Yeah, they did. TCU, do you know what the other one is?
No, I don't.
The other one is Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I kind of, well, so there you go. All right, who's this?
This is Todd Craig.
What do you do, Todd?
I work at the big school.
Now, what do you do there? It's a big school, so what do you do there?
I work on some computers.
Oh, good. Well, you know, that probably has to be done all the time. I got tickets to the Epicurean Extravaganza for you, buddy.
Great.
That's next Tuesday from 5:30 until 8 o'clock at the Expo Center. You know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
Come by and pick them up. Thanks. Hmm. Now, this was the Sports Illustrated finding. That's they said the study found that only two schools ran criminal background checks on their prospective recruits, Oklahoma and TCU.
Hmm. Well, quite ironic that that story came out
last
week.
Yeah, it is. Anyhow, and I had not, I guess this is in their current issue of Sports Illustrated. So there you go. The top school, because I know that's what you want to know, is what school is had the most, and it was Pittsburgh. Pitt.
Ah.
Pitt was number one. I think they had 22 players or something like that that had run-ins with the law before they became scholarship football players there. So that's got to make you feel good if you're a Pitt alum. And let's see who else. A&M is not in the list. A&M is not one of the top 25 schools, just by the way, so you'll know about that. But I think Texas was down. They had about four. So that's it. That's the numbers. And see, there's our giveaway. So we can do trivia on almost anything.
Hooray!
Yes, 747. Yeah.